From Washington, I'm Bob.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, and this caught my eye. I guess a woman who lives in Virginia and who's a librarian lost 85 pounds on the Starbucks diet. Did you know there was a Starbucks diet? I didn't know there was a Starbucks diet. I don't usually go to Starbucks. I don't drink coffee. But she says she only eats food from Starbucks. That's it. Christine Hall, how old is she? 66-year-old librarian. Well, see, librarians, I think they have an easier time losing weight because I was like, shh. Librarians don't have their mouths open like, you know, the rest of us world, you know, do, you know, talking and, you know, chewing bubble gum and snapping our gum and popping bubbles and things like that. Librarians are shh, shh. So their mouths are usually closed or perched. And if you're living your day, day after day, hours after hours, weeks after weeks, with your mouth kind of closed, you're not going to be very used to opening your mouth up really wide for like a double cheeseburger like the rest of the world is. But she says she credits Starbucks for losing 85 pounds. Christine Hall is 5'4" tall, went from weighing 190 pounds to 114 pounds during a 2-year period by tracking the calories online for food she bought at her nearby Starbucks. I guess they have fruit. Starbucks has, I'm trying to think, how do you get all four food groups out of Starbucks? Do they have meat? They don't serve steak at Starbucks, do they? I wouldn't know. She says she's eating a healthy variety of foods, mixed protein, fruits, and vegetables. For example, a daily menu could consist of oatmeal for breakfast, a 5-calorie cup of coffee, a bistro box with fruit and cheese for lunch, and a panini for dinner. They have paninis? A roasted vegetable panini. Oh, never mind. I like my paninis with chicken breast and pesto sauce and, of course, some cheese smothered all over it. Low-fat cheese. Is this a commercial for Starbucks? Starbucks, that's what you got to do. I mean, if you want to be famous, you find somebody who wants to lose weight on your diet. That, you know, like with Subway or with McDonald's. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen with McDonald's. Anyway, the roasted vegetable panini has 350 calories for roasted zucchini, eggplant, red peppers, baby spinach, provolone cheese on focaccia bread. I'm sorry, I still need meat. Anyway, she said that's what she was able to do. I think she poops well. Good question. Yeah. All right, so that's how you lose 85 pounds, I guess. I wouldn't do that, though. I would not just eat from one place with the same preservatives and the same. I just think everything has to be mixed up a little bit, everything in moderation. I get a little nervous when somebody just does something one single way. Makes me nervous, just like with cooking styles. Remember we were talking about how pan-fried meat could put you at risk for prostate cancer? And, you know, we talked about, well, mix it up a little bit. Sometimes grill, even though grilling could put you at risk for some types of cancer. Microwave. Stovetop, oven, bake, broil, just mix it up a little bit. But you know what? She lost 85 pounds, so somebody could argue she's healthier for doing that. All right. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. What if we don't like the show? Don't got an answer for that. Sorry. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we are going to Alaska next summer doing the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to get some details and to contact the travel website to get yourself hooked up. Pretty fun stuff. It's going to be an amazing trip. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dial. See, I got Don during the week. My morning show is going pretty dang good. I am loving doing mornings during the week. But I got to tell you guys something. You need to get a hold of my podcast or download the Dr. Dahlia Show app. I'm not saying that to push anything. You know, we don't make money on the app, but it's because we cover so much. Like, you know, somebody called about I don't know, taking too much vitamin E. Somebody else called about what should you do with the scorpion sting. We get people calling about, I don't know, how to deal with their wife and mother-in-law and all that other good stuff like we all do. Your job is to educate yourself, okay, because life is going to throw you foul balls. Okay. No? Are we football season? Life's going to throw you touchdowns. No? Fumbles? Life's going to throw you fumbles? I don't know. I'm not going to do any sports analogies. I usually mess those puppies up. Anyway, you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. We run 16 hours a day, even though online it's 24/7. If you ever miss the Dr. Dahlia Show, go to my website at drdahlia.com, or you could on your free Android app listen anytime you like. I hear the iPhone app is supposed to come out any day. As soon as we get that information, we'll let you know. All right, in news in Canada, 700 colonoscopies are going to have to be redone. And these 700 patients are being asked to come back. Apparently, these colonoscopies were incomplete. They were done at Lakeshore General Hospital in Pointe-Claire, Quebec, between 2009 and 2012. They are asked to have another colonoscopy in precaution because after a detailed analysis, they find that the doctor might not have done them completely. Now, they aren't telling us how incomplete. I mean, did he forget to turn on the light? Did he forget to turn a couple corners? You know, when you get a colonoscopy, you kind of need a map. There's a lot of distance we need to travel with the colonoscopy. You know, you go into the anus area, then you're up into the rectum. There is a difference between the two. So when you guys call each other names, know exactly what you're calling each other. Then you're up in the sigmoid colon, up, down, up, up. You go up into sigmoid colon. Then you got the descending colon. Got to be careful on that turn. Be careful on that turn. Go slow. Up the descending colon. Then there's a left turn. We're talking hard left. From the descending colon to the transverse colon. Now, your transverse colon goes from left to right of your body. All right? Descending colon's on the left. You make a sharp left turn, 90 degree, right? Go all the way down the transverse, and then you need to peer over the side into the right. Are you peering? Stretch your neck. You got to stretch your neck. Stretch your neck. Peer over the side to peek into the right side of the colon. Sometimes it could go as far down as appendix. Sometimes it can't. And then it's cigarette time. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Call in now, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget when you're fiddling around on Facebook a little bit later to find the Dr. Dahlia Show and click connect so we can connect. I love seeing who listens to the show, all 5 of you. I love being able to talk to you. It's great. It's a great way to connect, as well as Twitter. Don't forget to find us on Twitter. Well, Ryan from Henderson, Nevada writes, Doctor, I've been on fish oil for years. What should I do now that I know taking fish oil is worthless? I don't want to say it's worthless. The study that came out, which I'm sure most of you have already heard, is that omega-3s may not help your heart or prevent stroke as once postulated. Okay? Now remember, we postulate a lot in medical school. We do. I know, that's why we're so sexy. So here's the thing. Sorry. Now remember, these are the Greeks. Okay, the Greeks came up with this. I like the Greeks a lot. They've actually given us many adjuncts and additives to our medical I really can't finish this one. I'm having trouble finishing with it. I like the Greeks. Here we go. They find that these recommendations to consume omega-3 fatty acids may not be as crucial as doing other things for your heart, because they did not find a decrease in heart attacks or stroke. Now, this article is going to be published, or it is published, in the Journal of the American Medical Association. What they did is they were led by Dr. Evangelos Rizos. They looked at 20 different studies doing a meta-analysis. Meta-analysis is where you kind of look at a bunch of studies and then you try to find common findings among the different studies. And I mean, unfortunately, it's not like they put a person on fish oil and then followed them for 20 years to see if they had a heart attack. What they did is they just looked at a whole bunch of studies and then found similarities, differences, etc. So these studies probably encompassed about 69,000 people who were taking the supplements or not. In all, there were more than 7,000 deaths, 4,000 cardiac deaths, 1,100 sudden deaths, 2,000 heart attacks, and 1,500 strokes. As if a cardiac death isn't a little sudden death, I guess, is like all of a sudden quick, as opposed to cardiac death, you can have a heart attack and then later die, like what happened, unfortunately, with Michael Clark Duncan. So Rizzo's group did not find any statistically significant association between taking the supplements and preventing deaths. So they say, in conclusion, omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids are not statistically significant associated with major cardiovascular outcomes. All right. Our findings do not justify the use of using these in everyday clinical practice. So what do you do if you're why are we even taking fish oil? Well, we're taking fish oil because we're not eating the fish. If we ate the gosh darn fish, you wouldn't need to be popping the pills for the fish oil. And we've known for centuries that people that eat fish and vegetables do better cardiovascularly wise, right? Rather than us meat and potato toting folks. Okay, meat and potatoes don't do as well as fish and vegetables. So instead, like what we all seem to be pretty attuned to is we go to the pills and start popping pills to take over what we aren't supposed to be doing. And but I still don't think fish oil is a waste of time by any means. Remember, this is just one group who decided to do a, you know, meta-analysis of all these studies and go, well, I don't see much. Why are you taking fish oil? Not only because you don't eat the fish, but what does the fish oil do? Well, the fish oil helps prevent clotting. And we've talked about heart attacks many times on the show. It's not that you clog from 60, 70, 80, 90, 99, 100, and then have the heart attack. You could be 60, 70, 80, 90% clogged. A piece of that plaque can break off, go to the center of the artery, your body recognizes something as foreign, completely clots it off, and then you have a heart attack. So the reason why we make people take baby aspirin, we make people take, or we encourage people to take fish oil, is because it has some anti-clotting effects. Now, somebody yesterday had asked me, what are the risks of taking fish oil? In light of the study, are the risks, and do the risks outweigh the benefits? I told him to talk to his heart doctor because he did have a cardiac history. But in terms of risk of fish oil, because it decreases platelet aggregation, the risk could be some bleeding. You could be more prone to bleeding. They say you could be more prone to hemorrhagic stroke. You could have some abdominal issues, bad breath. And, of course, we worry about the concentrated mercury in these fish oils. Now, Lavazza, the pharmaceutical-grade fish oil, supposedly has less mercury, from what we understand, because it's able to be regulated more. But I have never had a patient who took fish oil had any side effects. You know, it's a nice adjunct. And now I will say that my patients who do not want to take cholesterol medication and are trying to lower their cholesterol with fish oil, it doesn't seem to happen. I do not see people lower their cholesterol to the degree I need them to just taking fish oil. I don't. Now, people taking Metamucil at night seems to have a better effect than the fish oil. Now, another thing fish oil could do is deplete your vitamin E, which is why many of you are told to take vitamin E while you're on the fish oil. Vitamin E, it's not too shabby. I like vitamin E topically, dermatologically. I tell people to take these vitamin E caplets, break them open to put on scars. A risk factor of vitamin E that's come up recently is a possible increased risk to male prostate cancer. with vitamin E. But again, we don't want you scared. For the most part, these things are pretty benign. It's just, if you're going to be spending money on supplements and you're going to be putting something in your body, you want to know that it's working. And I can't tell you how many patients refuse to take a cholesterol medication, yet they come in to see me with 7 or 8 bottles from their health food store. And I'm like, I thought you don't want to take pills. Oh, these aren't pills. They're from the health food store. And you open them up and they're blue and they're purple and they're chalky and they're contact colored and they're, I'm like, these are pills. Whether they're natural supplements or not, they're pills. Now, speaking of pills, a story that came out this week was women who are under the age of 50 who have been taking repeated ibuprofen or acetaminophen. Acetaminophen is in Tylenol. Ibuprofen is in Motrin, are putting themselves at risk for deafness. Did you guys hear about this? And I got to tell you something. This I have seen in my clinic. I can't tell you how many women I've seen who are middle age whose hearing is starting to go, but they've had bad arthritis, so they've been taking ibuprofen, Tylenol for many years. They have found a link to decrease hearing with those medications. And it was a pretty significant study. So I recommend that we all get our hearing checked, especially over the age of 40. You know, I know many of us don't want to hear our spouses. I get that. But, you still go and get your hearing done. You don't have to tell your spouse that you got your hearing corrected, you know, with the hearing aid. But please get it done. And look to see if you have been overtaking your Motrin and Tylenol. Now, it's interesting. People will say, oh, I hardly take any. And then, you know, when you really interrogate them, patients are like, well, I think I took one yesterday morning, then I took one today at lunch, I may need one tomorrow night. That's an everyday dosing. Even though these over-the-counter medicines say you could take one every 8 hours or a pill 4 times a day, doesn't mean you should take that. And if you do that every day, you're going to be in the clear. You know, popping one of these pills once a day could be enough to mess with your hearing. I mean, they were saying, I don't have the article in front of me. I'm just kind of going from memory what we talked about this week. But taking Tylenol or Motrin 6 times a week. 6 times a week. When I have my period, I'm popping Midol 6 times an hour. Oh, was that too much information? Sorry. But 6 times a week, that's just one pill once a day and not every day during the week. Could increase your risk of hearing loss, I believe, close to 37%. So just realize that whatever you are taking can have, consequences. Now, some good news for y'all is these ARB medications, these Diovans, Losartan, Cozaar, Mycardis, they have been shown to possibly decrease Alzheimer progression. We talked about this earlier in the week. You'd know that if you listened to my show. So we discussed how what they did is they looked at cadavers who were 70, 80 years old. They examined the brains. They autopsied the brains. And those with less plaques and less Alzheimer plaques were actually on these ARBs. It's a blood pressure medication that's one of the newer families that has replaced for many people the ACE inhibitors, the ILs, the benazepril, Zestril, lisinopril, because those medicines can make you cough. But the ARB is a little more expensive. One at least has gone generic, but they protect your kidneys in diabetes. They lower your blood pressure. They're very effective. And now they're finding that it can actually decrease the progression of Alzheimer's. It's one of our favorite medications that we use in the medical clinic. We just wish they were a little cheaper. Now, that doesn't mean go to your doctor and start switching all your blood pressure medicine over. Remember, we are coming up on Obamacare. Most insurance companies are asking us to go backwards and to go back to the generics. But if you are on a medication like that, Cozaar, et cetera, great. If you're well controlled on your other medications, no need to change. This was only one small study. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Walgreens is going to be a part of a DEA probe, the pharmaceutical giant Walgreens, because the DEA has accused them of endangering public safety and barred the company from shipping oxycodone and other controlled drugs from its Jupiter, Florida distribution center. Yeah, there's a Jupiter, Florida. That's cool. The move is the latest action, they say, by the DEA in a crackdown on pharmaceutical companies, drug distributors, and drugstore chains that sell large amounts of highly addictive narcotics. Oxycodone we've seen in Percocet, all right, and Percodan. I don't think Percodan is on the market anymore. That was an older one. We used to use Percodan. Percodan did not have the Tylenol attached to it. It was, as opposed to Percocet, has oxycodone and Tylenol. Lortab is your hydrocodone. It's a little weaker than the oxycodone. And Lortab has the hydrocodone attached to Tylenol. Anyway, apparently, early this week, the DEA revoked the controlled substances licenses for two CVS pharmacies in Sanford, Florida, accused of dispensing excessive amounts of OxyContin. They say abuse of prescription narcotics is an epidemic. According to the CDC, overdose deaths, of course, can occur because these pain medicines, they decrease your cardiorespiratory drive and ability to maintain all the reflexes that you need. The DEA says Walgreens failed to maintain proper controls to ensure it didn't dispense drugs to addicts and drug dealers. Large increases in narcotic sales could be a sign that drug addicts and dealers are using fake prescriptions to purchase the drugs. The agency says the addicts and dealers, they say, often get the prescriptions from clinics known as pill mills, where doctors prescribe the drugs only after cursory exams. And, of course, the DEA is going after those doctors as well. Six of Walgreens' Florida pharmacies ordered more than a million pills a year. The DEA said in 2011, the average pharmacy only ordered 73,000 oxycodone tablets a year. So if six of Walgreens' pharmacies ordered over a million, it kind of rang a couple bells. One pharmacy in Fort Myers went from ordering 95,000 oxycodones to 2.2 million pills in 2011. Walgreens said in a statement that it has taken steps to bolster its monitoring and reporting of controlled substance purchases. The number of tablets dispensed by its pharmacies, they said, did drop over the last year. They say they do take this seriously. The Jupiter facility is not in Jupiter. On Jupiter is actually on Earth, one of 12 distribution centers owned by Walgreens Corp. I mean, here's the thing. I hate it when I hear the word addict, because when, like in this particular article from USA Today, they were talking about drug addicts and dealers. Now, I see what they're trying to say, like a drug addict, somebody that could be, you know, taking drugs for fun, a multiple amount of drugs, using these pain medications for drugs, etc. But in medical terminology, if somebody is a veteran, and God bless our veterans, some and our troops, if somebody was in a horrible car accident, somebody had failed back surgery, and they're on these pain medications, they are addicted many times if they've been taking them for years and we can't wean them off. And so we're going to have to eventually change our terminology of addicts if we're going to use the term addiction to our regular everyday medical patient who is now very reliant on their pain medication. Even if the pain could be gone, they're addicted to the pain medicine, then just, you know, lumping them in with drug addicts. So they're going to have to work on their terminology. But, you know, we were talking about the other day how is it, what, $600 billion is spent a year on pain? People with chronic pain are chronic pain. Yeah, $635 billion a year is spent on patients that have chronic pain, whether it's costs with time off work, whether it's treatments, whether it's surgery, whether it's the need for let's say aids in terms of wheelchairs and restructuring buildings or restructuring houses. But, you know, being in this recession and with many people out of health insurance, many of them weren't getting their physical therapy. They weren't getting their chiropractic. They weren't going to the doctor regularly. And what did many of us do? Well, we stayed at home until the pain really got bad. And then we went to the doctor and asked for the heavy stuff. You know, without the preventative, without the therapy, without the intervention, and, you know, you can't yo-yo and think you're going to save money. You know, there was an article that came out saying Americans are hoarding medication and avoiding the doctor to save money. We're talking 60% of Americans have been skipping the doctor or trying to make their medication stretch. Well, of course they are. I mean, we've all done that. You know, I mean, if I could make my NuvaRing birth control stretch, I would. Okay, again, too much information. I'm sorry. They say here, according to Consumer Reports survey, this has increased up from 50% before. Americans with prescription drug coverage, costs are getting too high. More than 20% of them still miss doctor visits because of the cost. Now, also, some of you are saying, well, you know what? Does the doctor really need to see me? Just do my blood work, call me over the phone, give me my medication over the phone, refill my medication over the phone. You're right. That would save money. Absolutely. And sometimes we doctors try to do that. But you also realize that there's nothing to protect us liability-wise. There is no way in a court of law we can, in front of a jury, look like the coolest doctor in the world going, oh, I was trying to save him money, when somebody had a medication error or didn't refill their medication or confused what they took, didn't, you know, wasn't followed. And, you know, the prosecuting attorney says, you know, the doctor didn't even care to have the patient follow back up. He didn't even offer for the patient to follow back up. You know, what is this doctor doing? Are they being lazy? Did they not want to see the patient because they weren't going to get enough money from their insurance? I mean, listen, these prosecuting attorneys, they know how to paint very vivid pictures of us doctors being evil in any case. True, there's doctors that screw up, like that one doctor in Europe who was an anesthesiologist who, I guess, decided to leave for lunch while the patient was on the table still. And the nurse that took over really couldn't handle the anesthesia, and the patient ended up having repercussions and ended up dying. Yeah, there are idiots out there. They need to be sued. Absolutely. But there is right now nothing to protect us doctors from doing medicine over the phone and allowing you to, on your own, manage your medicines and, you know, et cetera. There's nothing to protect us doctors. And how many doctors are going to want to do that for free? So we have an issue where people can't afford their medications, people can't afford to go to the doctor, they're not going to go. And my concern is the hoarding of the prescriptions and the stretching and the cutting the medications into multiple pieces. You can't be doing that with your cardiac medication. You can't be doing that with your blood pressure, with your diabetes medication. You can't do it. There are some conditions you cannot treat halfway. Same thing with antibiotics. Many of you stretch those antibiotics out. I know we used to do it in my family too. My mom would ask for like a 10-day prescription. So even though we only needed 7, we'd have those extra 3 just in case we needed it to start until we couldn't get into the doctor. I mean, you know, most of us have done it, and there's logic behind why we're doing it. You know, you're not a bad person trying to do that. You're just trying to make ends meet, and medications are expensive. But realize that the point to the story is an ounce of prevention. Oh, I'm going to screw this one up. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right? Is that how the saying goes? All right. Avoiding the doctor, avoiding blood work, avoiding the tests, and avoiding your medication could unfortunately put you in a state where treating that medical condition is going to be very expensive. I had a patient, lovely lady, for years she refused to get any blood work done, and she starts losing her hair, and I'm like, I got to test you for diabetes, and I got to test you for thyroid. You know, please, can you scrape any money together to go to the lab, get the cash discount, they could do the blood work, just, you could pay payments, but something's wrong. And her blood sugar was almost 400. Okay, she could have very easily gone into a diabetic coma, hospital bills, possibly even died, right? But she wanted to save herself, and I can understand, save herself a few hundred dollars for doing the blood work a couple years ago. Well, now she is, I mean, we just got her blood work back yesterday, blood sugar down to the 90s. She's tight. She's in tight control. I'm proud of that girl. Well done. And I'm proud of me. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCS-ELLIE.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America. Land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that ZoneAlarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I live in Las Vegas, in Southern Nevada, and there's supposed to be a phenomenal health fair going on right now at the Galleria Mall on Sunset. For those of you that are in the area, please check it out. Sorry, I couldn't be there because I had to do the show. Couldn't broadcast from out there, but we're going to try to do that one time, have a blood drive and all sorts of cool stuff. But from what I understand now, this health fair that's going on right now is phenomenal. So please check it out. Don't forget to also check out our Dr. Dolly Alaska cruise. We are leaving next summer, end of June, flowing into 4th of July weekend, flowing on a boat through the Inside Passage. It's going to be lovely leaving out of Seattle. We got a great rate, a lot of fun. We always get good stuff thrown into our group adventures, and it'll be wonderful, absolutely phenomenal time. So please check that out. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Now, remember a few years ago there was a little 10-year-old girl who had breast cancer? And we were like, oh my gosh, how could that happen? And she survived. When the news today, there's a little 8-year-old girl who actually survived ovarian cancer. From what we understand, there's a third annual walk and run being planned September 22nd in Madison, Connecticut to raise money for this little 8-year-old girl, Natalie Kozman, who is a survivor of ovarian cancer. Apparently, her fight started about 1 year ago when she was having chronic abdominal pain. Doctors thought it might have been a stomach virus or gas buildup. Then the pain became so bad, she rushed her to the hospital. Doctors thought it was appendicitis, but instead they found a 7-centimeter cyst on the ovary. But rather being a cyst, it ended up being a tumor, and she was diagnosed with stage 2 ovarian cancer. Now, I guess September is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. Ovarian cancer scares the heck out of a lot of us because it's so silent. Many times the only time you feel symptoms is when you're unfortunately at a higher, more advanced stage. And this week, recommendations were made medical panels to not screen for ovarian cancer. As usual, we've never been allowed to screen for ovarian cancer because ovarian cancer is the 9th most common cancer in women. Since it lags so far behind breast and lung cancer, it ranks 5th in women's death. They think if we screen, it's going to cost more money than to not screen and cause more psychological trauma. My answer to that is if you think you have something kooky going on down there, you get it checked out. All right. And then you're not screening. You're being evaluated. Okay. If you're having pelvic pain, if you're having issues with sex, if you are starting to have abdominal bloating, you should get your ovaries looked at. All right. And insurance companies should not have a problem with that. One thing we've noticed more and more in terms of insurance and the way things have been going with healthcare are, my patients are telling me they have less medical visits a year. One of my patients Friday came in with an insurance where he only gets 2 doctor visits a year. That's it. Only 2 doctor visits. That's all his insurance covers. So if he needs any more, he has to pay out of pocket. Now, of course, he was upset. He's like, what am I paying my insurance for? Well, remember, now with Obamacare and all the rules and regulations insurance companies have to follow, if an insurance company has to give you that 1 mammogram, has to give you the colonoscopy, has to give you that physical, they'll do it. But they ain't going to do nothing else. And so we're now starting to see insurance companies passive aggressively to try to keep their, you know, books balanced with the new regulations. I can understand why they'd try, saying, all right, fine, we'll cover all that, but you better do it in only 1 or 2 visits. Any other visits you pay for out of pocket. So I'm just so frustrated by seeing insurance companies cover less and less and less. And I say we need to ask for less. The more you ask, the less you get. And I'm not sure what's going to happen in terms of our future with healthcare, but all I know is what's happening now with insurance companies in light of them preparing for Obamacare is disgusting and it's unacceptable. I cannot take care of a patient at only 2 visits a year. And even if I do call them or they email me or I talk to them on the radio show, how many other doctors would do that for free? Their costs aren't going down. They can't do that. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. For those of you with testicles, a new study suggested that young men may be more inclined to testicular cancer if they smoke pot. They found that there could be a doubled risk for pot smokers, for a young man to develop testicular cancer. Now, from what we understand, about 8,600 men a year are diagnosed with testicular cancer. If you don't know where your testicles are, they're surrounding do I really have to go over anatomy? You know where they are. Okay. Testicular, no, don't show us. It's diagnosed in about 8,600 men a year, according to the American Cancer Society, and kills about 360, since usually treatment is successful. Chance of a man getting it are about maybe 1 in 270. The age group that is usually more out of the woods is 45 on up. So this is something that could still affect you way into your 40s. But any of you that are over 40, if you feel a lump on the testicle, get it checked out. Don't go, oh, I'm too old for it to be testicular cancer, even if you don't smoke pot. Anyway, the study found that men with testicular cancer who answered questions about marijuana, 81% had tried the drug. Of the healthy men, 76% had tried the drug. And let me see, where did they come up with? I'm trying to see what number they had. They don't give us the number. They just talk about how they were more at risk. Cocaine users had a lower risk of getting testicular cancer. Now, don't get any ideas. Don't get any ideas. So there's something about testosterone. No, there's something about marijuana and possibly the testosterone, I think. There must be some link. But anyway, that's published in the journal Cancer. That's always a fun read. A study came out this week, which many of us thought was a little odd, where they said your sleeping medications may affect your driving. Of course, all of us came up with a resounding duh with this one, but it's not so much sleepy medicines as much as they're trying to get us to think of medicines we use for both anxiety and sleep. And antidepressants, like your Prozac SSRIs, could actually affect your sleep, your driving pretty significantly. They say your, you know how your benzodiazepines, your Valiums and your Ativans and your Xanaxes, those are sedating. We don't want you to take them during the day if you're going to drive. I only write those medications to take before bed. I know those medications are usually written every 8 hours. I don't do that because my patient could forget and take it on their way to work. And these medications are sedatives, your benzodiazepines. But what's scary is they say these antidepressants or even antipsychotics are worse than the benzodiazepines in terms of your sleep, your ability to drive, and your reflexes. They said within a few hours of your taking your Prozac, you could be driving impaired. Now, what does this mean? Well, I usually tell people to take their medications at night before they go to bed, but unfortunately, these medications have to build up in your system. And, you know, in order for Prozac to work, it's got to be in your system for at least 2 weeks. And my worry about this study is, one, I don't want people getting into car accidents. And I can understand how some of these medicines make you foggy, so be aware of that, but also liability-wise. You know, if two people are in an accident and nobody can make the call who's at fault, if you're on one of these medications, that may break the tie. I want you to talk to your medical providers. Make sure that they are documenting, that they are instructing you to take it before bed. Remind them that you are on these medications, and there was a study talking about how there could be some driving impairment, and you should, you know, make arrangements for that. Now, somebody could argue, well, Dolly, if I'm anxious and I'm not on these medications, I'm not concentrating, I'm more flighty, I can't concentrate, I could get into an accident that way. That's true. People that are not thinking, that are really overstressed or burned out, can get into accidents as well. But in this particular case, they're really worried about the fatigue. And, of course, sleeping medications you take the night before sometimes could be in your system the next day. So keep your eye out on that. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you again. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and download our Droid app. God bless.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.